This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebrations of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The program will mark the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute being organized by the government in collaboration with Bhagwan Mahavir Ahimsa Bharati Trust to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj. He was a revered spiritual leader and social reformer. The year-long celebration will include culture, literary, educational and spiritual initiatives across the country aimed at celebrating his life and legacy and spreading his message. Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj authored more than 50 works on Jain philosophy and ethics. President Draupadi Murmu has said that micro, small and medium enterprises form the backbone of the Indian and global economy. By fostering entrepreneurship, generating employment and promoting inclusive development, MSMEs continue to drive economic transformation at the grassroots level. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi yesterday, the President said the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country.
सूक्ष्म लघु और मध्यम उद्यम न केवल देश के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देते हैं बल्कि वे जमीनी स्तर पर नवाचार को भी बढ़ावा देते हैं ये उद्यम रोजगार सृजन के साथ साथ सामाजिक समावेश को भी सफल प्रदान करते हैं एक अनुमान के अनुसार एमएसएमई क्षेत्र भारत के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में लगभग 30% विनिर्माण क्षेत्र में 36% और निर्यात में 45% का योगदान रहा है
यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह विजिटेड द इंफॉर्मेशन एंड लाइब्रेरी नेटवर्क सेंटर इन गांधीनगर यस्टरडे ड्यूरिंग हिज विजिट ही रिव्यूड द डेवलपमेंट ऑफ लाइब्रेरीज इन अ सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट मिस्टर शाह स्टेटेड दैट सेंटर इज कंटीन्यूअसली एनहांसिंग लाइब्रेरीज बाय इंटीग्रेटिंग देम विद कटिंग एज टेक्नोलॉजी मिस्टर शाह ऑल्सो लॉन्च द सस्तु साहित्य वर्धक कार्यालय मोबाइल ऐप विच इज एक्सपेक्टेड टू बी हाईली बेनिफिशियल for book enthusiasts in accessing their favorite books. India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishanganga and Ratle hydroelectric project situated in Indian Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The Ministry said India has never recognized the legal validity of this Court of Arbitration. It said Indus Waters Treaty has been placed in abeyance by the country after the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The ministry stressed that India is no longer bound to perform any of its obligations under the treaty. It emphasized that no court of arbitration has the authority to question India's sovereign decision in this matter. Political situation has become very tense in West Bengal over gang rape of a student inside a law college in Kolkata. Kolkata police arrested 3 persons, including 2 students so far. They have been remanded in police custody till 1st July. The opposition parties are protesting the incident across the state. The leader of opposition of the assembly, Suvendu Adhikari, demanded resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. National Commissioner for Women has taken suo motu cognizance of the case and directed the Kolkata Commissioner of Police to submit a report within 72 hours. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has directed officials to formulate a long-term environmentally sound policy regarding the immersion of large plaster of Paris BOP Ganesh idols in alignment with tradition. The directive came during a high-level meeting held at Sahyadri Guest House on promoting eco-friendly festivals. He also stressed the need for effective post-immersion beach clean-up measures and encouraged the use of eco-friendly materials and natural colours in idol-making. In Asian Snooker Team Championship, India cruised into the semi-finals with a 3-0 win over Qatar in Colombo yesterday. Multiple-time world champion Pankaj Advani set the tone by clinching the opening singles without breaking a sweat. He outplayed former world champion Ali Abdali 62-24. Aditya Mehta, the former World Games gold medalist, came up with a master break of 86 in the second singles en route to a 1-1-5-5 win over Bashar Abdul Majid to give the former champions a 2-0 lead. In the doubles, Advani and Brijesh Damani joined forces to complete the route. The duo defeated Alok Abdali and Majid pair 72-5. India will next take on the winner of the match between Hong Kong and Bahrain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.